Lovely, thank you. Oh, thank you all for being here. It's nice to see you today. So what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be having a chat to you all about manifestation. Now, the reason I wanted to talk to you about manifestation is because it's something I've been sort of playing with for a few years now in my life. And over the time, I've refined it more and more until now I'm at the stage where I'm using it as useful practice in my life. And I think nowadays in the well-being circuit and the spiritual circuit, we tend to hear about you can manifest things, law of attraction, abundance, all of these words bandied around. But it's how do we actually go about and do those things in a way that's practical for us in our day-to-day life. And that's what I want to share with you today. So, what do I actually mean by manifesting? So the idea of manifesting is we have a thought, a dream, an ambition, some sort of desire that we want to take from being, come on in, purely that desire or dream and turn it into something that's real, that's tangible, and that we can actually achieve. So in order to do that, we need to break it down into smaller steps. Now, I genuinely believe if somebody can do it, then so can we. It might be, however, that we need extra tools and resources to get us there. But if we can imagine something, then it can become reality. And when you think all around us, the chair that you're sat on, this table, this camera that's in front of me, at some point that started off as a thought. That happened in somebody's mind, and through learning skills, through putting the idea out there, it manifested into reality. And that's what we've all got the power of doing. Our minds are absolutely incredible. They give us what we want and need. And I believe we are supported by the universe in doing that, as long as we apply certain principles. So when you're manifesting, first thing is to think about what you want. What is it you're hoping to achieve? And think about it very clearly. Because we often have some sort of idea of what we're aiming towards, but unless we're clear and specific, we may not actually end up with what we thought we were going to. We will be provided with some sort of experience, but we want to ensure that the experience we get is relevant and meaningful to us. So the first thing you do is be specific. What specifically do you want? What do you need? In what time frame do you hope to achieve that? So some of that will be going through that process of visualizing, seeing, hearing, feeling, sensing within your system what it is you desire. Now, I don't know about you, but often when I start to think about things I want to achieve, they can seem insurmountable, so huge and overwhelming. I think, how is that ever possible? So I go back to that thought, well, do you know what? If somebody else has done it, then so can I. I may just need extra help to do that. So I've got my big idea. I then need to break it down into smaller steps. Because the thing about manifesting is it is putting the intention out there, but it's in partnership of how are we going to apply ourselves to achieve it. So I like to take myself big picture into the future, visualize it's all successful, I've achieved what I want to achieve. And I imagine myself in that future position, looking back to where I was today. What steps needed to happen in order for me to get there? Who did I need to meet? What did I need to learn? What did I need to heal within myself? And all of a sudden, this great big thing that I'm hoping to manifest starts to be then several smaller steps. And that makes it a steadier journey if you can just do one bit at a time. So it's that breaking it down. Another important aspect when you're doing that is about your belief system. It's about putting your energy into believing you can do it, knowing that you can manifest these things for yourself. Now, sometimes in order to get to that place, you need to be thinking about the opposite. What is currently holding you back from achieving what it is you desire? Is it a fear? Is it a limiting belief? Is it a trauma? And if there's something that's holding you back, What you then need to do is address that. Because the universe is very, very clever. It doesn't necessarily give us what we want, it gives us what we need, but it also works on frequency and vibration. So we don't get what we ask for necessarily, we get what we are, we get who we are. So what we're putting out there in terms of our energy and our thoughts is what's going to come back to us. So it's really, really important that our energy and our thoughts are aligning with that. So if we are focusing on the fear and the limitations, that's what our thoughts are going to be focused on, that's what our energy is going to be attracting, because like attracts like. So an example I've had quite recently is, I'm writing a book at the moment, I'm very excited about this. The universe has given me all of that experience. I've been presented with the right people, the right situations, the right set of circumstances. My dream for that book, what I'm hoping to manifest into reality, is I want that book to be published. I want it out there to help as many people as possible. So I know I've been given what I need, I know where I want to be, but now I've got all of these steps in the middle, and that's really, really scary at the moment. So instead of thinking, I'm here and I need to go here, what are the smaller steps? Broken it down. But then I've realized a big part of the thing that's holding me back is myself. The universe clearly wants to help me with that because it's given me all of the clients and situations. The thing that's slowing me down and the thing that has slowed me down all the way along is because fear keeps creeping in. What if I'm not a good enough writer? What if the book doesn't get published? What if people criticize me? What if I start getting trolls online? And there's all these little fears. So I've had to go within. I've had to start looking at myself and think, okay, what is it that's happened in my life and my circumstances that I still need to heal and address so that that's no longer a problem? And I'm working on that at the moment. And that's where I'm going to see Trudy. She does Old Pain to Go, and she's going to help me to sort that on Tuesday so that I can be aligning myself to where I need to be. So sometimes you need that external help. It might be having a chat with a friend. It might be going to see a therapist. It might be doing something self-help online. But once you start to overcome those limitations, you can then be putting your focus on an energy into things working out. And that is a huge part of this. It's that positivity, but also gratitude. So I say this often when people are, say, manifesting money. They're often manifesting money because they're focusing on a lack. I haven't got enough. I'm frightened I may not be able to pay my bills. I'm frightened that I may not be able to go on holiday or buy the food that I want or whatever it is. So it's focusing on where there's those shortcomings. If instead we shift our focus onto gratitude, I'm really grateful I had enough money today to put petrol in my car to get to this show. I'm really grateful today that I had enough money to buy that beautiful crystal on the stand or to pay my mortgage this month. It starts to shift our mindset into what we want more of. And we can do that with anything. What are we going to do? What are we bringing into our lives? What are we manifesting with our energy? Because like attracts like. As well as doing that, we also need to be thinking about what we're wanting for other people. Because sometimes we get carried away with this idea of manifesting because we really, really want something. However, that may involve somebody else. Now, when we're manifesting, it's really, really important to take into consideration free will, because other people have free choices. We've all got lessons to learn. We've all got experiences to have. And sometimes we want other people to come on that journey with us, or the opposite. But for whatever reason, that maybe should or shouldn't happen. So quite often I refer to this, for example, when somebody's wanting to manifest a soulmate or manifest love. Now, that's wonderful. We all want to be loved in some capacity or cared about, but it's the way we're asking that's important. So if we are manifesting anything like that, rather than focusing on the individual person, I really, really fancy that man or that lady, I want to be their partner, you may bring them into your life, but you may be actually violating their free will by focusing on them because perhaps there's a different path meant for them. But also when you ended up together, you may not actually be very compatible and it may not give you what you really want or need. Instead, it's much more useful to think, okay, I want to manifest this special person. What qualities do I want from them? So I'm going to want somebody who cares for me, that gives me emotional support, that I can have a great conversation with. And if you're putting the values out there behind it, it's going to help you attract the thing that's right for you rather than necessarily focusing on a specific person or object. Because quite often when we're wanting to manifest something, for example, we've got a nice new car, that's great to have that, but what is it giving us? So when we start to look at it underneath, what are we getting from that manifestation? What values? What does it mean to us? How is it going to benefit our lives? That then allows us to come back to that manifestation process and refine it further. So one of the examples I give is you do have to be careful when you're manifesting because you don't know how you're going to get it unless you're specific. So one of my friends, she was manifesting £100,000, desperate to manifest this £100,000. She could pay the mortgage off. She wouldn't have to work so much. She got her £100,000. She got it in the form of getting cancer and her life insurance paying out for that. Whereas if she'd thought about what it was she really wanted underneath, there's nothing wrong necessarily to ask for that £100,000 and make her life better, but also to put in that specifics. Focus on that positives for her well-being, for everybody else's well-being, on what she wanted. So manifestation is powerful. Our minds are powerful. We attract what we want and need, but we need to make sure that really resonates and connects with who we truly are and what we want from life. So it's thinking these things through. And something I found that's really helpful for doing that is to, once you've had the thought, make it into reality, make it tangible, write it down, draw a picture, create a manifestation map, tell somebody about your dreams. And sometimes as you do that, it helps you then to refine the process, think, what else do I need to consider? Is there anything I haven't thought about? And then you keep adding to it until you've got it right. Now, once you know what you're aiming towards, you can then put the balls in motion. By focusing on that attitude of gratitude, by having an openness that you'll be provided with the situations you need, you can then start to respond to them. So you might want reminders to help you with that, things like notes on your fridge, or I sometimes have little reminders on my phone come up in my diary to tell me to keep working at what I'm focusing on. But as well as putting in that hard work yourself, there needs to be a partnership, and that is a partnership with the universe. Now, I know there's times in my past where I've really wanted to manifest something, but because that fear and that lack has crept in, I've then worked harder and harder and harder until I've almost burnt myself out because it's not manifesting yet. I felt really impatient. I felt I need this to hurry up and be faster. And that's because I wasn't doing something very important. I wasn't trusting. And a huge element of manifesting is trusting in the universe. So it's not working your socks off so much so that you're not allowing the opportunities to create themselves. Likewise, it's not taking the other extreme of just, I want to manifest this, universe, provide it for me, off you go. So for things like, say my students that have trained to be hypnotherapists with me, they've decided they want a new career path. They've decided they want to help people. That's what they're manifesting. They haven't just said, however, one night, universe, please provide me with this new career, thank you, and left it. They've then worked in partnership with the universe and thought, well, where do I need to get the skills that I need? What do I need to help me to achieve that? So get all of the things you need to do, make sure they're aligned, and then allow the process to happen. And once you've got that working for you, that manifestation can be very powerful and it can be very, very rapid. I also think, however, when you're manifesting, there's an extra little point that's really important to consider, and that is of grace. So sometimes we want something so badly, and in that moment, it feels like it's the absolute right thing for us. However, maybe you look back in a couple of years' time and you think, do you know what? If that had happened for me, I wouldn't have met this person, or I wouldn't have gone down this path, or I wouldn't have learnt that. So for example, when I was teaching, the thing that I really, really wanted was a nicer work environment. I wanted friendlier staff to work with. if I'd got that, I'd never be here now. I needed that situation of being put in a not very nice situation at work so that the universe pushed me to leave and go in a different direction. So when we're manifesting, it's also really want this to happen. This is where I'm going to put my energy and effort as long as it's in accordance with my highest good and greatest need, and it's going to help me on my journey. You don't want anything that's going to take you on a different path and stop you getting something even greater or even better for your life. So they're really the steps for manifesting. So what I'm going to invite you to do now is I'm going to get you to think about something you would like to manifest in your life. Now, it may be something big and life-changing, or it may be something tiny. That's okay. If you haven't got anything yet, you might just simply choose to focus on a state of well-being, maybe peace or calm or happiness or tranquility. And I invite you, and it's up to you whether you join in, just to go on a little journey with me now for you to start thinking about those steps of turning it into reality. So if you'd like to now, I'd like you just to close your eyes, and I'm just going to do a nice bit of relaxing for you and taking you those steps to help you manifest the reality you require. So as you just take some nice deep breaths, just breathing in relaxation and breathing out any stress or tension as you just allow it to leave your system now. And with each breath you breathe, you may like to imagine that you are breathing in a colour that represents that relaxation for you. Just allowing it to spread throughout your body, relaxing every muscle, every cell, every fibre of your being. And as you breathe out, you may like to imagine a different colour leaving your system now, representing all the stress and tension drifting away like clouds floating effortlessly across the sky. And with the next breath that you breathe, you allow that relaxation to fill your head, face and neck, relaxing all of the muscles, eyes becoming heavy and relaxed. And as you continue to breathe, that relaxation travels down through your shoulders, arms, hands, and all the way through to your fingertips, allowing them to become comfortable and relaxed. And as you continue to breathe, that relaxation travels down through your spine and out across your back, allowing you to become more and more comfortable in the chair upon which you are sat. And as you continue to breathe, that relaxation travels down through your chest and into your stomach, allowing you to breathe so much more easily and naturally now, relaxing more with every breath that you take. And with the next breath that you breathe, that relaxation travels down through the hips, buttocks, and into the thighs, moving down through the knees, calves, ankles, and all the way through to your feet and toes, just allowing you to become rested and relaxed. And as you just continue to rest and relax now, I would like you just to allow yourself within your mind to travel into your future. It may be a few days or weeks from now, or it may be a few months or even years, whatever is the right time frame for you. And I would like you now just to imagine the thing that you wish to manifest being successfully accomplished. You've achieved exactly the thing you wanted to achieve. It has gone absolutely brilliantly, and you are living your life in the way that you want it to be. Notice how happy you look. Listen to how positive you sound. Notice how wonderful you feel. recognizing that the thing you desired and hoped for has come to positive fruition. And as you just allow yourself to focus on that enjoyment, knowing it is perfectly possible and you are able to achieve it, feeling amazing that you have done so now. And as you know now that this is perfectly possible, your mind now drifts back in time from this moment of success, thinking about now the small steps that you made to achieve that success. The first step you took and everything in between. Noticing from that very first time you decided to put that manifestation out there into the universe. Noticing the considerations you made to allow that to become reality. Noticing any training or resources that you acquired, or any people you connected with. Notice how you alleviated any fears or concerns and worked proactively to remove any blocks that were in your way, knowing the right people and circumstances came along at the right moment. Noticing how as you raised your vibration, focusing on positivity and gratitude, those situations and circumstances presented themselves more easily and more naturally in your life, allowing everything to flow. Knowing that you played your part by putting your specific aims and goals out there. Perhaps you wrote them down or shared them, or perhaps you kept them within your mind, vividly and clearly. And then you just allowed yourself to trust, knowing that the universe wants the very best for you. And because you knew this, although you perhaps did not know exactly how those situations and experiences presented themselves, you knew that they would, at the right moment, with divine perfect timing. And this made the journey very positive and enjoyable. It allowed you to be curious about what would be presented next, the learning that was on offer, and the excitement of each step that you made. And this feels absolutely wonderful. So what I'm going to do for a few short moments now is I'm just going to be quiet, just to allow you to have that time to focus on all of those things that you achieved, all of those steps that you took, all of those small wins and successes, so that you know that when I start speaking again and bring you out of this relaxation, you can choose to put these things into action just as soon as you are ready. And then as soon as you're ready in your own time, knowing that as soon as you re-alert yourself and as soon as you are ready, you can accept your manifestations into reality. So as you just take now some nice deep breaths, returning your awareness to your body, to the chair upon which you were sat, to your surroundings, to being sat in this room here with me today. Just wiggling your fingers and toes, just allowing yourself to become alert, to return to the room now, eyes opening and fully present. Well done, everybody. So I'm just going to give you just a few moments, just the last few of you, just to come round in your own time, knowing that each one of those experiences will be unique to you. And although you may not know yet exactly how it's going to happen, you now know that you've got all of those steps in place to allow it to happen as and when the time is right. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I've really enjoyed speaking with you. Have any of you got any questions you'd like to ask me?
What do you think about vision boards? Is that the same as what you're
saying? So I like vision boards personally. I quite like drawing the things out rather than cutting them from magazines, but I think it's great to have a visual representation. Lots of us take in things by a visual input. Some of us, in our minds, we process by hearing sounds. Some of us feel feelings, we're very kinesthetic and tactile. Lots of us, however, are visual or have a visual element. So by creating a vision board and having it somewhere prominent, it is that very real reminder that this is what I'm working towards, this is what I'm aiming for. So I personally like them, but I think you need to tailor it to what's right for you. So for some people, they don't work. And I've got one friend who instead has got their phone and they've recorded little affirmations and mantras for themselves and a reminder, almost like a little story that they've told of what they're working towards, and they play that for themselves a couple of times a week. I tend to write it down and then I draw a picture afterwards. Some people just share it in their minds or talk to a friend. So it's got to be what way is right for you. But I think having that extra thing there just to keep reminding you and keeping you focused is very helpful. Any other questions? Well, thank you ever so much for listening to me, and I look forward to hearing to how you've manifested all these amazing things in your life, because if I can do it, so can anybody. And I think it's just a bit of practice, and you refine this more and more as you go along, until very quickly you find that things start to manifest very, very instantaneously, which is really exciting. So yeah, thank you. Thank you. What are you going to do now, all of you then? Are you going to have a look around or a coffee? Or are you going to... Thank you.
Can I ask a question? Yes, go.
Situation to deal with, isn't it? You're going to have ups and downs, and
yeah.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Do you want to pass away now?
Oh gosh. Yeah, it's a shock, isn't it, when something like that happens? But
you can see. She's in And my other fiance was here, and she believed in Father Man's bed in Bitcoin.
That's really good. At least you can sort of be carrying on spreading that message and sort of helping other people by sharing what she believed in as well.
But that's why I talked to her. She didn't believe in Father Man's bed. Well, the first time I talked to a medium,
yeah,
but the medium got the dance therapy, and ever since then, she believed in me in big way, and she was our own healer in our own way.
That's amazing.
And now she's healing from the other side.
She will, yeah, so supporting and guiding where she needs to be. Well, that's amazing. Well, thank you for sharing that with me.
That's good, thank you. And if one, you can do that. I appreciate it. She joined us with back pains.
Yeah.
She got sepsis. Then she got many drags on her head. Then she screwed the top of the going up. Then we went to her back into the ward. She had sepsis again. Just chilling for 6. And just celebrated her 13th anniversary.
Oh.
We played that she passed. So they stopped all the treatments a week earlier. And she was so fighting.
Wow, she was very strong.
And she and the last week she wanted a reading being done.
Aww.
And she wanted to come to Bob Man's very dark reading.
Bless her.
Yeah. Aww. That's how strong she believed in Bob Man's spirit.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet that gave her a lot of resilience.
Bless her. Yeah.
You take care of
the other. And likewise, give her the good work.